John McElhaney joins us. He's a GM and Toyota dealer and chairman of the National Association of Automobile Dealers. He's in Fulton, Illinois. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
So businesses use the credit markets to finance their inventories. That includes, like, keeping cars on the lot. How are you doing keeping your inventory available to buyers who are coming in to look at cars?
John, we've seen inventories diminish pretty rapidly because of the huge spike in new vehicle sales over the last 10 days to 2 weeks. I guess it's been about 2 weeks now since the Cash for Clunkers program took hold. Going into the period, inventories generally of all manufacturers were pretty low because of the in line with the depressed rate of sales that we've been dealing with for the last year almost. So there's still probably a 30 to 40 day supply, but that's unusually low at this time of the year.
So I'm ready to close the deal on that taupe colored Prius with the economy package. Got anything like that on the lot?
We do not. The Prius is one of the models, the Accent, the Hyundai Accent, some of the very high fuel-efficient models that were normally in fairly short supply anyway have pretty much disappeared. But, you know, there's some in the pipeline. There might be a car that comes in 3 days and we sell it and then we're out again. But some of those areas are deficient right now, no question.
Now, John, can you get on the horn and talk to GM and Toyota and say get those factories starting again and they'll listen to you?
Well, they've done that. You know, production has been ramped up, you know, probably for the last 30 days, but they, you know, they can't react that quickly. It's such a huge undertaking to do that and to start a plant up. But they're running with overtime in some cases. They're running with extra shifts. And so I think, you know, in 6 to 8 weeks, the problem should be alleviated pretty well.
Well, John McElhaney, Iowa GM and Toyota dealer, thanks so much for talking with us about the cars flying off the lot there because of Cash for Clunkers and possibly increased demand. Louise Story, that's another leading indicator in the economy, right? Declining inventories?
Absolutely. Now, with the auto industry, we have to question whether this was all real demand or whether there's some kind of fake demand created by this Cash for Clunkers.
But it's the same issue on the credit markets you were talking about, that the Fed is helping
the
credit markets.
The Fed is kind of a fake, unnatural force. It's not what normally runs the market. So we'll have to wait and see.
So Cash for Clunkers is a similar sort of intervention.
As the Fed.
Yes, indeed. All right. Well, Louise Story, our partner in the New York Times, gives us Louise Story every day to take a look at what's going on in the financial world. She's a Wall Street and Finance reporter for the New York Times. Thanks, Louise.
Thanks. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.